You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation.
Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon. And we greet and welcome you all wherever you are. If you're on the internet, at home, on the radio, in the car, on the radio, wherever you are, we just greet you and welcome to this program that we've called Raising the Standard for quite a few years. And so Don and I co-pastor a church here in Stuart, Florida, that God gave us the name way back, Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, right out of Revelation 19:10. So we're honored to be here with
Amen.
You. We hope you can stay tuned in for the whole program. And we got some things we want to talk about. We're coming up on Passover and some interesting things we're going to talk about a little bit today. And so be blessed and have ears to hear what the Spirit of God's going to say to you even today. And Donna's got a few announcements to make that we got coming up, and so you might have ears to hear what she's going to tell you because you might want to be a part of that. Amen, Pastor Donna?
That's right. And I was trying to remember how many Passovers we've celebrated, and we've celebrated a lot of Passovers and Passover Seders, and we do have a Passover Seder coming up very soon, and we've already have a lot of people that are signed up to come to the Passover Seder, so and getting calls every day, I've got a couple calls that I have to call back on that are interested in coming. So, you know, if you want to come, you need to give us a call and let us know because it's going to be on Saturday, the 19th of this month, and at 5 o'clock in the evening. So it's going to be an awesome time. We're going to be talking about the Passover. We're going to be celebrating the Passover. We're going to have a Passover Seder. And believe it or not, it's free. You know, so many. We're going to a Passover Seder that you have to pay for.
That's right.
And but you know, you can bring and give an offering. And but
that's
we don't.
We ask for whatever.
We don't want to turn anyone away.
Nope.
And if we don't have space, we'll have to turn people away. But hopefully that won't happen. So if you want to come, we'd love to have you come. And you can give an offering, but you know we really don't like to turn people away because this is the time to learn.
Amen.
And it's a teaching, and the Bible says that we should, the gospel is free, and the Bible says that we should all know and understand these times and these feast times because they're pictures of the Lord's return.
Amen.
A lot of people don't realize that about Passover, it's a picture of the Lord's return. It's a picture of what He's already done and what He's going to do and how He's going to return and all that. You know, He's going to fulfill
Amen.
All the feasts of the Lord. So if you would like to come to the Passover Seder, it's on the 19th of April, just not very far away, less than 2 weeks away. You need to give us a phone call, and I'm going to give the phone number in a few minutes. I'll give you time to get something to write with. So you can give us a call and you can RSVP, but make sure you're going to if you're an RSVP, I want, you're going to come, and that's so because you have a place. You have a place to sit down. You have a place to eat, So I don't want people calling and say they're going to come, and then they don't show up. So what we need to have an accurate count. We need to be accountable. An accurate count and be accountable for what we do and what we say.
And know how much food we need.
You know, many times when you don't charge anything, people just take advantage. But, we need to be accountable for, we're Christians, and we need to be accountable for those things. Praise God for that. But I do want to mention, say hello to everyone. Say hello to Roscoe and Audrey. And it was wonderful having Roscoe here this past week. And
he's home again.
And now they're starting to build the temple of God and bringing in the blocks.
That's right.
And the steel and the things needed to build the temple of God. So we keep them in prayer, and we just thank the Lord for what's happening on Andros Island with Apostle Roscoe and Prophetess Audrey Walks. They're walking the island. They have family over there, people over there, you know, God's family, working together to build the temple of God.
It's going to take a while to get it done, but he'll get it done.
It will, but, you know, he had an awesome word. Awesome prophecy, you know, prophecy still alive today, you know.
Yeah, for him and Audrey, yeah.
He prophesied over him and his wife, and even though she wasn't here, you know, there's no distance in the spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
And so he got an awesome prophetic word, they did, and so it's exciting to see what God is doing in this, wherever, every place. God's doing something everywhere, you know. Also want to mention that we do have church services here in Stuart, Florida. We have Sunday morning service at 10 a.m., and we have fellowship that day as well. And then we have Friday night. We have Friday night Shabbat, and that's at 7 p.m., and we spend time. We have the Shabbat. We celebrate the Shabbat, and we do the prayers. We try to learn the Hebrew prayers, amen, and we spend time talking about the things of the Lord on Shabbat, and also spend time seeking God's presence.
Amen.
And in worship and praise. Amen?
Amen.
And then today, we also have Bible school, but today we're showing another video on request of some people because we're showing one of Jonathan Kahn's videos, right?
It's a three CD series, or a DVD series about Hanukkah and how it fits into the prophetic the days that we're in. We're almost there.
And we're almost there.
It's so clear. And it's revealed.
It fits in. You know, it's not one of the feasts of the Lord, but it definitely is going to be used in these last days.
Something God remembers,
because we know how many people down through time, and the Antichrist is going to desecrate the temple, want to destroy the Jews, and so this time of Hanukkah is very important. Amen. So, I want to give the phone number. It's area code 772-285-7007. I'll repeat that. Area code 772-285-7007.
That's right.
Amen. We're blessed to be here, and we're going to be talking about Passover today, and also Pastor Gino probably mentioned the blood moon.
Well, we have a blood bit about moon. The blood moons coming up.
There's
too.
Going to be four blood moons in the next
2 years.
Mm-hmm. And there's one coming up in about 10 days, Pastor Gene?
Yeah, April the 15th.
Just at Passover.
They almost fall the date. They almost fall right on top of each other this year. Yeah.
It's not a coincidence.
Nope.
That it's exactly then. And also the calendar, the April calendar is out and ready if you'd like a copy of it. And on this calendar we show the Jewish days and the Jewish months. And we also have some teaching about the Hebrew letters. So, you know, we need to know these things. And a lot of people are becoming more and more aware and more interested. And I think the Spirit is drawing people to start to study more about their Hebrew, their Jewish, the Hebrew language, and also about you know the history of the Bible and not just the New Testament. Of course, there's nothing wrong with the New Testament, praise God. But you know the prophecies are all in the Old Testament, the first covenant. That's where the prophecies are, and we need to know that. Otherwise, we're not going to know about Passover, for one, which is what we're going to be having in this month.
Even the Passover has a double meaning in Exodus 12. You know what happened? Well, it was fulfilled, and they rehearsed this for 1,500 years, the Jewish people did, after they left Egypt. And then one day it became the real thing when Christ came and walked the earth, and he died and shed his blood for all mankind, rose from the grave on the third day. It's all in this chapter.
You know, we talk about rehearsals, you know, that we'll have a program and we'll have food, and then we'll also have teaching. This, and it's going to be probably 3 hours, I'd say. You know, most Passovers even are some of them are long, really long, you know.
Right.
So this one's going to start at 5 and probably be over by 8 o'clock. But, you know, they're rehearsing now for some of the dances that they're going to be doing, you know, at Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. Mm-hmm. And so you do rehearse. Everything is a rehearsal. And so when you do the rehearsal of understanding the Passover, you're going to get deeper and deeper. Your eyes are going to be open more and more and more. And this is these 10 years are the year of the Ayin. That means the eye, to be able to see what God is doing.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. So everything in the first covenant, if you look at, majority of them have double references to the days in the head. We mentioned about Antiochus Epiphanes and what happened in the days when Hanukkah was established. Well, he went in, came in, and what did he do? He refused them to read the Torah. They couldn't do the right things with their children. He stopped the times and the laws that governed and the appointed times that God had put in place. He did all that. And we know that he's a pattern and a picture of what the false Messiah is going to do in that day as well. And of course, Antiochus, he went in and made a statue of himself, put it on the altar, it wasn't a statue of himself, it was a statue of Zeus with his face on it. Well, basically, it was a statue of himself and declared himself to be God. Well, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 tells us that the false Messiah will go in and do the same thing. He's going to go into the temple, declare himself to be God. So the patterns are all there to teach us about the last days, and we're in the last days. And so I thought we'd talk a little bit about, because we're coming up on Passover here, but before we do that, I thought we might talk a little bit about these blood moons. People's heard about them, but there's some interesting things, and look at it. And there's going to be four of them the next 2 years. And Donna just mentioned on April 15th of this month will be the first blood moon, and it's going to be at Passover, okay? This is what's key about it, on one of God's appointed times. And I don't know when we'll see it here in America, but somewhere in the world they'll see a blood moon. And then there's going to be one in the fall on the Feast of Tabernacles also. There'll be another blood red moon, okay? And then next year, at the beginning of next year, there's going to be a solar eclipse, which is incredible, between 2014 and 2015. And so thinking about these things, a solar eclipse can only happen at the beginning of a month, okay? At the beginning of the month. And then, of course, a lunar eclipse can only happen at a full moon. And so we see some interesting things. That solar eclipse will be there also. And then we go into 2015, and then at Passover again next year. Passover again, there'll be another blood moon. And then in the fall of 2015, there'll be another blood moon. And from what the NASA shows with all the data that we found out, that the Jewish people in Israel will be able to see that blood moon over their land in 2015. And, these are all signs of, we don't know for sure what it's going to show us, or I'm not prophesying what's going to happen or anything, but the key thing is they're all signs for Israel to show God, God showing the children of Israel that something's important for them to pay attention to. And we found out also that in 1948, when they became a nation, the next 2 years they had four blood moons the same way, at Passover, at Tabernacles, for 2 years in a row. And in 1967, when they had the Six-Day War and all took over Jerusalem, what happened? There was four blood moons again, and those are the years right after that, 68 and 69. So they had it at Passover both years, and also at the Feast of Tabernacles. So those are all signs that are being put in heaven, or God put in heaven, for us to know. And I'm just thinking about this. I'm going to go over, Pastor Donna, to Genesis chapter 1 with you a moment. Let's just read a scripture here out of Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 says this, "And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for what? For signs, and for seasons, and for days, and for years." And so to give us signs, shows you when the seasons are going to come in. The new moon is how the Jews determined what month they were in and what appointed times would come during that month. And so this is what they did. And so it's incredible God put this all in place to teach us about the Messiah. It's really interesting. Now I'm thinking about this also in Psalm 19. Well, we're talking about these blood moons for a moment. I'm turning over to Psalm 19. If you're at home, you can do this. If not, you can listen. If you'd like to get a copy of what we're discussing here today, we do offer CDs and tapes. All we ask for is a love offering, and you can make out a check to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. Whatever God tells you to send, okay? And you send it to Post Office Box 413, and that's in Stuart, Florida. And the zip there is 34995. Now, Psalm 19 starts off and says this, "The heavens declare the glory of God." Amen. The reflection of God. Amen. Now, we're not talking about astrology now. We know that's demonic. We're talking about astronomy, the study of the stars, okay?
That's right.
How did the Magi know that Yeshua was coming and all that? All right, that's how they found out. And the firmament, it says, showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. Right. There's no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. People can see it all over the world, amen?
Glory.
Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, the S-U-N. But I like the next verse, makes me think about the S-O-N, Yeshua, which is as a bridegroom, coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. So who's the bridegroom? We know it's Yeshua, isn't it? Interesting. So here we have these prophetic things. And so it's incredible what God wants us to know about all this. It's wonderful. I like verse 7. The law, the Torah, the teaching instruction of God, of the Lord, is perfect. It sure is. Converting the soul, the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise what? The simple, those that may not know. So even the heavens are declaring these things, okay? And so here we got these moons are going to come up, and they're there for a sign. Something's going to have to stay in tune to what's going on in the news, maybe some things we get from Israel. I get a lot of letters, and I get commentaries and different things on mailing lists that I get from Israel. We'll see what happens with these blood moons. And so we got one coming up here just a little over 10 days. And so we'll see. I'm going to look out, and I hope we can see something here, but we may not. It depends on what part of the world you are to see the blood moons. But there's going to be four of them. But the interesting thing is the last one next year on Tabernacles will be a blood moon that all of Israel will be able to see. Now think about it. You know, they come out and they make their sukkahs and they live in those things all during the week of Tabernacle, and they'll be able to look up through the lattice on that thing, you know, with all the fruit hanging on it and all that, and they'll be laying there, and they can look up in the sky. Most of the time, the sky's quite clear in Israel, and they'll be able to see that blood moon over them as they lay out there in that sukkah at night. Incredible to think about it. Amen. Be a wonderful time to be in Israel. So those are very important to think about. And so God's showing us something again, so we have to be aware of that. And see, a lot of the church is not even aware of these things, but they need to be. So the Jewish thing, remember this book I got in front of me, it is a King James Version Bible, but this is a Jewish document. You know, who wrote this book for us? Yeshua did. He's the Word. And so we have all these wonderful things to be revealed to us. And so there's more being revealed all the time. And I like what Daniel said. I'm going to go read that with you. I'm going to go to Daniel with you. I want to go to Daniel chapter 12 with you for a moment. I'm just thinking about some things here as we're talking and having a little chat with you. I hope you get something out of this to help your walk with the Lord. Chapter 12 of Daniel has something very interesting to say here, and I'm going to look at it here with you. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 9 says, the angel told Daniel, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Well, we're in the time of the end. The book of Hebrews tells us some things a little bit about the times of the end, too. But the key thing I think about is the book of Revelation tells us at the tail end, chapter 22, tells us what? Jesus says what? Yeah. Open up the book.
Open the book.
It's not sealed anymore. He said, open it up. And so that's what he wants us to know and understand. Amen. Hallelujah. Now what I'm taking to in Daniel chapter 12, the main verse is verse 4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book. See, it was closed, but now it's open because Jesus told us so in Revelation. He says, even to the time of the end, listen to, many shall run to and fro and knowledge shall be increased. Now we know we've got computers and TV and all this, but you know what I think people are finding out? They're finding out more of the knowledge of the Word of God than ever before. We've got people in the body of Christ that God has given them a very special interest and desire to study a specific topic that's in the Bible. And right. I've had a burning for this for years about prophecy. And so they're learning more and more things from the Word of God. We've had more teachings come out in this last couple years from things in the Bible than we've ever seen before. You're all familiar with Jonathan Cahn and the harbingers and the things that he talked about. Incredible. You know, right out of Isaiah chapter 9 over there. And so he brought that. Here he is, a Messianic Jew. Now we've got this man, Mark Biltz, that's looking at these. He's the one that began to study back in 2008 about these blood moons.
Amen.
And he contacted NASA and found out when they were all going to come and looked all back through history. And there's been very few of them that ever came, four of them, 2 years in a row. And so it's amazing. We had, you know, since 1948 now, they had it in 48 and 49. Then we had it in 1967. Now we're going to have it again this year and next year. So, and it's all about Israel. And so we need to look up. The heavens are declaring His glory, and He's wanting us to find out some things. Now, we don't know what's going to happen for sure, but something will more likely happen that we'll be aware of. We don't know. Maybe that war with the Gog and Magog will come during this time. We have no idea what's going to happen. But
something's going to start. And whenever they have the blood moons, it refers to, like you said, Israel.
That's right.
And things have happened there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's interesting. This blood moon, from what I understand, from what I've researched a little bit on the computer, is that it's going to be seen here in the United States,
right,
everywhere, you know, and especially in the West Coast. And I think about the things that are happening in the West Coast. You know, we've had earthquakes out there, Yellowstone, there's a lot of
tremors
going
out there.
On there.
Yeah.
And, you know, Washington State, all these things that are happening along the coast. You know, that is the Ring of Fire that goes down there and down into the South America. Also, we have that earthquake down there. You know, things are happening, and the Bible talks about these things. And he says what? Even in the book of Genesis, he says these things are for signs and wonders, and we need to look at that. You know, people don't realize that. He's talking about signs and wonders, and not only the feast days, the feasts of the Lord. See, they're called the feasts of the Lord, not the feast of the Jews. We're all supposed to know about them.
Right.
Just like when we had talked about Esther. We're all supposed to know about that, you know, because it's, you know, it helps us to show us. And God wants to reveal to us the signs and the mysteries. He says, but we need to seek them out, right? And the deep things of God are what? They're sought out.
That's right.
They're sought out. But over here in Genesis, it tells us right in the beginning, what they're for. They're for signs
I read that a moment ago, yeah.
Signs in the heavens.
That's right.
And so we
create
need to...
days and years and all that, yeah.
That's right. Days and years. And that's referring to what? The feasts of the Lord and the things of the Lord.
Amen.
But what's happening over out there, you know, from what I understand, is they're going to be able to see it even greater out there. But all of these warnings, and I happen to have Facebook on my phone because everybody sends you pictures, you know, and it's the fastest way to see pictures of your grandkids, and
yeah.
It's just they posted on Facebook. And so somebody posted a video, just a couple minute video, and this happened this past week, that there's bison, those huge
buffalo
animals,
yeah,
that are leaving, coming out of the Yellowstone, coming down out of the mountains. And they're running down the highway. People were taking pictures of them. I don't know how many that I saw in this video. There had to have been over 50, 7,500. I don't run them down.
They must have sensed
why
about
are
the
they
earthquake.
Leaving?
Yeah, maybe they sensed that
why
earthquake.
Why are they leaving? You
That's
know,
right.
Animals are more sensitive than, you know, dogs have better hearing than we have.
That's
animals
right.
are more sensitive than we are because they're, I don't know, God made them that way. But even what happened over with the tsunami, what happened?
Well,
animals
in India,
didn't die.
They it wasn't one animal dead. They all ran to, even the elephants, they ran to the mountains.
They ran to the mountains.
Got away from the
so
tsunami.
So
they knew something was coming.
It was coming before the people knew it was coming.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, we need to know these things. And so we need to wake up. And I think the church is starting to wake up because, praise God, for people like Jonathan Kahn and Mark, what's his last name?
Biltz.
That are teaching these things, because this is the time, and God is raising up people to do this. And I know many years ago, Pastor Gene, you used to teach on the pictures of the Messiah, and a lot of people thought you were
nuts,
out on a limb, you know. But now here we're hearing all these people coming forth and teaching them, and so praise God, you know, you stayed right along where God called you to stay, and didn't listen to man. And you just continue to teach these things about the feasts of the Lord, because we must know them. Otherwise, we're gonna be caught. We're gonna
That's
be
right.
caught unaware. And you know, even Jesus said, you know, we're not supposed to be caught unaware.
That's right.
We're supposed to be awake and
alert.
Alert.
And pray and watch.
We're supposed to be watching, and we're supposed
That's
to know. And says that we're not going to be caught unaware.
We won't be caught in darkness. It tells you that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
But
we're not in darkness.
People will be, because there's many people. Jesus said he's coming back for those that are looking for him.
That's right.
A lot of people are thinking about it, or they think about it once in a while, or maybe they go to church once a month, once a week. I don't know. But they're not really thinking about the Lord that much. So we need to be thinking about the Lord's return, because he's going to come back for the church. But he's only going to come back for those that are looking for him, and those
right.
that are ready, and those that are seeking him.
I was sitting out on the back porch the other day and just kind of meditating on these things, and I was asking the Lord some things about these new about these blood moons. You know, there's going to be a Passover and Tabernacles. And what he shared with me, he says, Passover is the pattern in the picture that I established over in Exodus chapter 12 about my son, about him coming. And so, the first covenant, they all everything was spoken was pointing to a Messiah to come. Now they didn't know who it was at that time, and a lot of them didn't know when Yeshua came to the earth, to be factual. But anyway, it was all talking about his beginning, when he was going to come and do what he was going to do. Well, then what's Tabernacles? It's the completion. It's the finish of everything, okay? So we go from Passover to Tabernacles. We have a period of 6 months in between this time. And so look what we have there. Praise God, you know. And six is man's number. So God's showing us with all this, the most important event that ever happened in history was the time that Yeshua died on that cross for you and I, shed his blood that our sins could be washed away, and rose from the grave. The most important event that ever happened in history up to this time. There'll be another one when he comes back, we know, but this is the most important one. Everything was pointing to his first coming. And so the Passover, as we're talking about this today, was showing his beginning when he came to this earth to do his work that the Father asked him to do. Well, then Tabernacles is what? The conclusion of it, because Tabernacles is always a pattern of the kingdom of God. He'll be here on this earth with us again. We'll be transformed, renewed, and all that, all those wonderful things will happen, the catching away, the resurrection, all that will be there. But it's a complete, God showing us the complete picture of everything, and he's going to do it this year, and he's going to do it next year to show us that we're getting very close to the end of these days. And so we have to just look, trust the Lord. We don't know what's going to happen on those blood moons, but maybe something will happen that'll just quicken us, and we'll see something very special. So keep your eyes open, pray and watch, as we said, and we'll see what happens in the coming months. Amen?
Amen.
Glory be to God. It's exciting to think about. But we thought we'd also talk a little bit about the Passover now, because we're only a few days away from Passover also. And we know it all started over in Exodus chapter 12 when they came out of Egypt with all the plagues and everything that God put on the Egyptians. And when the death of the firstborn came, well, that's when they were released. And then, of course, Pharaoh got mad and went after him after he let him go and all. But we have some interesting things over there in Exodus 12, because it shows us over there that God says, he says, this month now, that was the month of Nisan. He said, I'm going, you know, on the old calendar, the civil calendar, it was the seventh month. He said, I'm going to make this now the beginning of your months. So Nisan became the beginning of their months on a religious, I hate to say the word, but it's called a religious or a spiritual, I call it a prophetic calendar as well. And so he did that. And so what for? It was showing that when they came out of Egypt, it was a pattern of the new birth for you and I. Same picture, okay?
Amen.
It's a new birth, okay? And so they went out, of course, we know, and they failed and all that, and they had to spend all that time in the wilderness, but that was the beginning of all of it. And so here, think about, when God had them bring the Passover, and they celebrated, and it was a remembrance every year. It was a memorial, a remembrance of them coming out of Egypt, okay? Well, think about it. We should have a memorial and a remembrance every time we take communion with the Lord, because it's a remembrance of what? Of what Yeshua did when he died, rose from the grave, and all that. And so it was a remembrance for them. And so think about it. Once God established the seven appointed times over in Leviticus chapter 23, well, it was really eight because of the Shabbat's one of them. But anyway, they rehearsed Passover for about 1,500 years. Think about that. It was a rehearsal every year. And finally, it became what? The real thing. It's amazing when we think about it. And then it became the real thing. What was the real thing? When Yeshua came to this earth, he was born of a woman under the Torah. It tells us in Galatians chapter 4:4. All right? He grew up just like you and I did. And at 30 years old, he started his ministry. He ministered for 3.5 years. He died, rose from the grave. But before that, he shed his blood so our sins could be washed away. And then, of course, we know what the church, Jew and Gentile, the one new man, started at that time when he died and rose from the grave. It's incredible. Amen?
Amen.
What a wonderful thing. We think about the whole thing that Jesus came to do. So here that was to be a remembrance. It's a pattern, a memorial of what he did for us. So all the appointed times was to be a memorial to remember what God had done with them at certain times in history with them. And they were never to forget those things. And he told them. And they were going to, it says they're going to do it for what? Forever and ever. So for just a moment, I'm going to go to Leviticus chapter 23 with you, where this is all established, and we'll talk about a couple of things here, because we're talking about the Passover season and all that, and we'll see some interesting things here with some of the words. In chapter 23 of Leviticus, verse 1 says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying this. He said, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast, hear this, the feast of the Lord, mm-hmm. which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations. these holy convocations, you know what they were? They were rehearsals. They rehearsed this year after year. Even these are what? My feast. They're not the Jewish feast. They're God's. But the Jews were the ones that were able to what? Implement it and present it to us through God's word and all that. Now, verse 3. 6 days shall you work, shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest. Another, what? A holy convocation. It's another rehearsal. What's the Sabbath all about? It's a rehearsal of what? The kingdom of God. The last 1,000 years that will come will be the millennial kingdom. This is the rehearsal of it that we do every time we do this on the Sabbath. You shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Now, we're talking about Passover, so let's go on. These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim, what? In their seasons, okay? We just read that in Genesis chapter 1 over there. In the 14th day of the first month, at eve, is the Lord's Passover. So you see what he says right here? In the 14th day of the first month, at eve, is the Lord's Passover. Well, if you read in Exodus chapter 12, we find out, as we just mentioned that, that God changed that number on that month. On the civil calendar, it was the seventh month, but in Exodus chapter 12, he makes it the first month, okay? So look what it says here in this verse. In the 14th day of the first month, this is on the spiritual, I like to call it really, and the prophetic calendar, at eve, that means between the two evenings at 3 p.m., is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto the Lord. For how long? For 7 days. In fact, there's a high Sabbath on the first day of unleavened bread. There's a high Sabbath on the last day of unleavened bread to teach us about the significance of all this. Ye must eat what? Unleavened bread. Isn't that wonderful? In the first day, you shall have what? A holy convocation. You know, that's talking about it's a high Sabbath, and it's also, it's what? It's a rehearsal also. You shall do no servile work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. In the seventh day is what? A holy convocation again. It's a high Sabbath. You shall do no servile work there. It makes it quite clear, doesn't it? Amen? So here, this is where it talks about the establishment of a time called Passover. So with that understanding, we need to go back to Exodus 12 for a moment. Just want to mention a couple of things there with you and see this as we turn over here. This is a wonderful chapter. If you read the whole chapter, it's amazing what God did with all this. As a pattern, I love patterns. I like foreshadows. Everything in the first covenant teaches us about the Messiah. If you just have a prophetic mind as you listen Amen. To us here today. Now I'm going to read this. Chapter 12, verse 1 says, And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt. This is when they're getting ready to come out, okay? This month, what month is this? This is the month of Nisan, okay? We can prove this. It tells you in a chapter 2 later, it's a month of Abib. It's called In one translation, it's also called the month of Aviv. And after the Babylonian captivity, the month was changed to the month of Nisan. You can read that in the book of Esther, okay? But it says right here, this month now this was the seventh month on the civil calendar, shall be unto the beginning of months. So he changed from the seventh month, he's made it the first month. Why? Showing the new birth. It's a prophetic picture here of the new birth. All right, they're going to have a new birth. It shall be what? The first month of the year to you. You notice it says not the beginning of years, but the beginning of months. The beginning of years with the Jewish people is always in the fall on the civil calendar, which is what? Rosh Hashanah or trumpets. So it's at the beginning of months. It's incredible. This month shall be unto you what? The beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. So he changed the numbers on the calendar. So now Nisan was the seventh month on the old civil calendar. Now it becomes what? The first month on the prophetic calendar. Now, I've used this as an example, and I'm going to do it again. It's a picture of the new birth. Now, think about this. Here's Pastor Gene. I'm 74 years old. I just had a birthday 3 months ago. And I'm 74, but think about it. I'm 31 years old in the Lord, okay? So my civil calendar is one thing, but the most important thing is what? Is your prophetic, my prophetic years with the Lord, and my new birth is what? 31 years down the road. This is a pattern. God was showing Israel he wanted to bring a brand new birth to him. He wanted to do something special and very special with him. Now with that thought, I want to show you something here. If you go over to Exodus chapter 15 with me now, you know, remember they left on the 15th, okay? They left on the 15th of Nisan and they traveled out, and we know that Pharaoh came after them and all that, and they got to the Red Sea, and the miracle came when the Red Sea was opened up for them. And so it's incredible to see what God did. Did I say chapter 15? I want to go to chapter 14 to start with, okay? And so they came out, and when they got to the foot of the mount, or I'm thinking about Mount Sinai, when they got to the foot of the Red Sea, okay, and here come the Egyptians with the Pharaoh. And so Moses cried out, And remember, God had a cloud by day and a fire by night to separate the from the Egyptians and the Jews and all that. And finally, we know God told Moses what, just to hold up his rod, and he declared what happened. The Red Sea opened up, and they went through on dry ground. Can you imagine it? Dry ground. So here we are. And so when they got to the foot of the river, or of the Dead Sea, I'm getting this all mixed up. I got Dead Sea on my... The Red Sea, I'll get it right in a minute. What happened? They couldn't go across because the waters were so full and all that. And so here when they got there that evening, it became Nisan 16. They left on the 15th. When they got to the edge of the Red Sea, it became the 16th of Nisan. That evening at sunset, it became Nisan 17, which is the date that Yeshua came out of the grave. Okay, so we're talking about Passover. See, Passover is more than just his death, burial, and resurrection. And, you know, there's a lot more things in it, but the resurrection has to be counted as well. So I took you to 14. Let's read this verse. Verse 13 says this, "And Moses said to the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." This word salvation is how you get the word Yeshua, okay? All right? And then verse 14 says, "The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall what? Hold your peace." Okay? And then we see in verse 21, "And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all night, and made the sea dry land, dried up overnight, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall in them on their right hand and on their left." Can you imagine? Solid wall on each side, opening in the middle. It happened when Joshua took him across the Jordan River when it was the rainy season. The river was so high.
The Jordan River.
God parted the water there the same way. When? At Passover. Hallelujah. Now listen to this. "And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all the Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen." Now here's the key verse I took you to, because we're talking about Passover. And what does Passover consist of? Yeshua's death, burial, and what? And also his resurrection. Look at this. "And it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians." So, and he took off the chariot wheels and all that. So it was in the morning there that they went through the Red Sea, okay? Now think about this. When would be the morning watch in Israel's time way back? They had 3-hour watches. This was the watch between 6 and 9 a.m. or 6 a.m. I'm sorry, get it right in a minute. 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., all right? I'm thinking about him being on the cross for 6 hours. "And it came to pass that in the morning watch..." So that watch was what? From 3 in the morning to 6 a.m. So somewhere between 3 and 6 in the morning is when Yeshua came out of the grave on Abib, or it's also called Nisan and Aviv of that month, the month of Nisan. That's when he came out of the grave. Isn't that incredible? So here he's showing us right here when all this is going to happen. This is what we're talking about. That's why it's so important about Passover. So we know Passover now has been completely fulfilled. Every aspect of Passover has been fulfilled, hasn't it? Amen? Jesus died on Nisan 14, all right? He was put in the tomb, and he was in the tomb, what, for 3 days? Until the 17th of Nisan, he came out of the grave on the 17th. He rose from the grave in this morning watch we're talking about. Amen? And so he fulfilled that. And so God fulfilled what? His death, his burial, and then we see what? His resurrection. Resurrection was fulfilled. And then we go out from that point. We go out, what, 50 days, and we come to Pentecost. That was also fulfilled as well. So all those appointed times, those first four that God put in place, have all been completely fulfilled, never to need to be done again. But we can teach and learn things from that about the Messiah, what God's showing us about even this day and this hour. And then we go out to the latter part of the year, 6 months into the future, we know, and we come to the latter festivals. Well, those have never been fulfilled completely. Now, trumpets has never been fulfilled, and that's my understanding with all of it, is what is called resurrection. It's the day of the awakening blast and all that. So then we have trumpets. We have what? We have the Day of Atonement, the day that God has set aside for the corporate salvation of the nation of Israel, those that would come to the Messiah at the end of Jacob's trouble. So what was atonement all about? Leviticus chapter 16 tells you it was the day that the high priest went into the Holy of Holies, and if they were accepted, they had another year. So but at the end, it's going to be a time that God's going to accept all of those, the Jews, all right, that will come to Yeshua and they'll be in the kingdom of God. That's what the Day of Atonement's all about. And I believe the Bible shows this is when Yeshua will come and put his foot on the Mount of Olives again, like it tells us over there in Acts chapter 1, okay? So those haven't been fulfilled. Now the next thing is what? Tabernacles comes up. And that's a pattern of what? The last 1,000 years, which is the millennial reign, and it lasts for 7 days. It's interesting. It starts on a new moon.
It's interesting. We're talking about full moon. Blood moons. Yep. We're talking about red seas. And and this is Passover. We're talking about the blood of Yeshua.
Amen.
Yeshua's blood was shed all over in the whipping post.
That's right.
Down the street, he carried the cross.
Yeah, blood was dripping out.
And at the cross, the blood was dripped down. His blood. We're talking about deliverance. We were delivered. We're delivered from our sins when we believe in Yeshua and we believe in the blood of Jesus. You know, the blood of Jesus has power, and people don't talk about the blood of Jesus. Well, you know, the Red Sea had power
because
it was God's sea, and God is a picture right there. That's a picture of deliverance,
blood.
And that's red, right?
Yeah.
Red Sea, it's called the Red Sea. It's the Red Sea of deliverance, and the people were delivered from bondage. Well, we're coming out. We're delivered from bondage when we come to Yeshua, and we have the blood of Yeshua on our life, the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth on our life. Well, they came through the Red Sea. Uh-huh. God divided the Red Sea. You know, Jesus was that final sacrifice, and his skin was, you think about his skin, how it was
ripped and torn
and divided, and that he was pierced in the side. You know, water and blood came out.
Yes.
Well, this picture of this Red Sea is a picture of deliverance coming through the sea. God opened the sea and made a way. God always has a way for his people. But, you know, we got to remember that Joseph knew the truth.
Yeah.
And he said, don't leave my bones in this place.
That's right. Take them with us when we go.
That's right. Take my bones with you. Because he knew there was going to be a resurrection.
Yeah.
And he wanted to be in the place of the promised land. He wanted to be in the promised land. Well, we're in the promised land because we have Yeshua in our heart. Amen. And so we want to be ready when it's time for that catching away to come. But it's interesting how God uses the red. Blood is red. The Red Sea, he called that the Red Sea. And he delivered his people through through the Red Sea. You know, it's just a picture of the blood of Yeshua, the deliverance going right through the Bible. There's different kinds of deliverance. Well, this was a deliverance from bondage, and this was taking them into their promised land, their Canaan land. You know, but they had to wander through the wilderness for 40 years because of their unbelief and because of their disobedience. We don't want to wander and be left behind. Many of those people had to die in the wilderness.
That's right.
Because they, you know, until Joshua took them through another sea.
That's right.
The Jordan River, rather. And so that wasn't as big as the Red Sea. But they had to go into the promised land.
Yeah.
And but they knew that they were going to have to deal with warfare. They knew they were going to have to deal with giants because there were giants in the land. But God said, even through all that, if they obey, then they'll be blessed. If they obey, they'll be blessed. And their first battle, they won. Without even walking around a wall.
That's right.
But they had to do it the right way.
God has things to
be done the right way.
So we think about Israel when they came out of Egypt. They came out at a full moon.
Okay. Full moon. And it was on the 17th of Nisan, right?
No, the 15th when they left.
They left on the 15th, but when they went through the water,
on the 17th, right.
And Yeshua rose from the dead.
On that exact day.
On the 17th of Nisan.
In the future,
Look how God repeats things. And there's other things that have happened on the 17th of Nisan.
Right.
So we need to know. Even we talked about Purim. We talked about what happened there. How that was a picture of deliverance.
Absolutely.
And it was during Passover as well.
That's right.
See, this blood moon is during Passover. When are we ever going to wake up?
That's right.
When is the church going to wake up and get out of the lies that they've been taught and get back in the truth?
Get back to
the feast of the Lord. Get back to the truth of God. What's wrong with this sick church of ours? I'm talking about the church
in general.
The whole church of Jesus Christ throughout the world. Has so much paganism in the church that it's a slap in God's face because we have not come to the place. Many people have not come to the place to understanding the feasts of the Lord and how God uses these throughout these rehearsals.
That's right.
Every year, year after year. You know, it's not a linear line. It's a circle.
It's a cycle. God goes through every year.
It's a cycle, and it's continues. It repeats every
rehearsal
every year. Even you go to the last book in the Bible, it tells us how many days is in a calendar.
Sure.
30 days in a calendar.
12
new
months.
Moon
yeah.
to new moon.
That's it.
And if we don't stick on that, stay with that, new moon to new moon, then we're going to miss out and we're going to get off. We're going to get off the, what are you going to call it? We're going off track.
Off of God's timing. It's God's timing. God's timing is on that lunar calendar, not on the Gregorian calendar.
And so this full moon is on the 15th.
That's right.
Well, the 15th.
Well, think about this thing. We talked about tabernacles at the end, which is a picture of the kingdom. Think about it. Passover, all right? What? It all started, what? It was on a full moon, wasn't it?
Full moon.
All right? And it lasted for 7 days, showing what God's, a 7,000-year plan that God's got to restore the earth and mankind. We go to tabernacles at the end, what? It's on a full moon.
Another
7
full moon.
Days to remind us again. And so it's incredible that we have all that. Amen?
Praise the Lord.
Amen? So it's interesting. But we think about tabernacles. There's some other things we can think about a little bit too. There's part of tabernacles has already been fulfilled if we look at it real close. Because think about it. We've proved in the past that Yeshua was born at the Feast of Tabernacles, not at Christmas time, okay? And so if we have all that in our mind, well, that'll help us to understand what God's wanting us to know. And so and then the other thing, you can prove that he started his ministry at Tabernacles as well, when he got water baptized and all that. So it's all there. So it's partially fulfilled. But the completeness of the kingdom has not been fulfilled as yet. And so we mentioned the first four have already been done, completed. The next three have not been completed, okay? So it's amazing what God, these pictures that God's painting in our, just laid over there. It's important that what God's given us at this particular time. And so Passover is so important. It is so important for us to understand what it's all about. And everything he put in place is a pattern. I love patterns. It's showing us something, how things are going to end. And the blood is so important. We talk about blood moons, don't we? Jesus' blood was shed on Nisan 14. We have all these things that we have. And so it's amazing. We can put it all together and see what God's trying to show us with all this, that we can understand the times and the seasons that we're in. Like Pastor Don said a moment ago, think about this. If we're on the Gregorian calendar, we're on the wrong calendar. We don't know where we're at because, you know, like Passover this year comes pretty close to the Gregorian calendar. But as the years go by, it can be 2 weeks or 10 days difference. And it's not the same. And so we got to stay on God's calendar to know what he's going to do at a particular time. His timing is what we want, right, Pastor Donna, and nothing else.
And you know, Yeshua knew exactly what was going to happen, even though he cried out, you know. But I think about what it says here in Exodus in chapter 14, verse 16. It says, but lift up, this is talk about Moses.
Yeah.
But lift thou up thy rod.
Rod, that's right.
And stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it. Well, you think about it. Jesus said, if I be lifted up.
That's right. For all men.
The Lord's giving you a revelation on that, right? Mm-hmm. If I be lifted up. Well, God allowed his son. He even lifted up his arm, his right arm, to his son. Because he sent his son. He gave his son to come down here. He sent his son, his only begotten son, down here to be lifted up. And if you understand the Hebrew letters, you know, God had, some of them represented God's right hand and mm-hmm. his arm.
Yeah.
He stretched out his hand, his arm. He lift up thy hand over the sea. Well, the sea of what? The blood? The sea of blood? What happened to Yeshua? He said, if I be lifted up,
I'll draw all men unto me.
You know, and so he was that final sacrifice.
Yeah,
that final sacrifice. And even the time that he died. 3 p.m. Hebrew time.
Mm-hmm. In the afternoon, yeah.
In the afternoon. The final sacrifice of the day. The priest cuts the lamb's throat that's been tied to the altar, to the horns of the altar. And he says, it is finished. Jesus was lifted up, and he lifted up his voice. I'm just imagining. He lifted his head
and
said,
Lord,
it is finished.
Yes.
It is finished. The suffering was over, you know, and we don't ever take him back to the cross. Jesus isn't on the cross.
Amen.
I don't wear a cross with Jesus hanging on the cross.
And he's not a baby.
No. He is God. He Amen. Is sitting at the right hand of God. He is interceding for us. Amen. At the right hand of God. But here is a picture. If people could just prophetically see,
this
is a picture of Yeshua also being lifted up, and they had to go. It's always through the blood. See, there's no way to God. You see all these different things on people's cars about they think there's this way to heaven, that way to heaven, another way to heaven. Oh, I'll just take any of them. One of them will work. No, that's not true. That's a lie. That's from the pit of hell. That's from the devil.
That's right.
There's only one way. There's only one blood. It's the blood of Yeshua. You see, there's only one Red Sea they could go through. They had to go through where God told them to go. God led them to go through. And they're standing there not knowing what they're going to do. And Pharaoh's coming behind them. And they think they're going to either die in the sea, right? Well, God always has an answer. Do you think you're dying in your situation? God has an answer, and he will open the door, the Dalet. This is the year of the Dalet. The door is open for you to go through and to have the victory.
Amen.
And to trust in the Lord for whatever it might be. There's nothing too difficult for God. Nothing too difficult for God, whether it's your health, or your finances, your children, your home, whatever. You're about to lose your house? God has something better for you.
Amen.
God has something better for you. Always look to see what God has for you. He has the answer if you will just listen and yield to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
So God has an incredible plan in place.
He does.
And in the Bible that we have in front of us, gives us, he doesn't keep you in the dark. We have all the patterns he's going to show us. And we talked about a little bit about Antiochus Epiphanes and what happened at Hanukkah. That wasn't an appointed time by God, but God remembers. And he's a pattern of the false Messiah, what he's going to do in the last days as well. So it's amazing we look at Passover. It's incredible. And you think about it, the Passover actually goes from Nisan 10 until the 21st, the Passover season. The 10th is when they laid up the land. You can read that in Exodus chapter 12, okay?
And Nisan 10 was when Jesus rode into
Jerusalem
on the donkey. On a colt, and they
right.
laid down the palm trees,
right.
palm fronds,
and
they
shouted,
Hosanna,
yeah.
Hosanna, yeah. Shouted Hosanna, and then what? Just a few days later, they said, crucify him.
That's right.
Let this criminal free.
That's
See,
right.
That's how the enemy works.
Amen.
But you know, Moses, he even knew, even though he went through all of these things, he said, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeshua.
And that's, God hasn't changed.
That's right. He hasn't changed.
He hasn't changed.
He delivers
so
us.
We have a salvation. Our
yes,
salvation is Yeshua.
Mm-hmm.
He is the blood. He is the Red Sea that we go through. Amen.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, I got this publication from something in Israel. I thought this was interesting. You might just read this little bit with you about how Israel's to remember things. And we're at the Passover season. It's very
uh-huh.
important. I'm just going to read this very first paragraph. This is a publication. It's a teaching from Israel. And this is what was said here. A Jewish writer named Leslie Koppelman Ross wrote about the importance of remembering to the Jewish people and their keen sense of history. She said this, "It is a memory that has allowed us to last through thousands of years of history. Our religion and our people are founded on the collective memory of revelation at Sinai. Scripture throughout commands us to remember. All the memories define us and help us keep focused on the goal of our national mission." Now she said this, and this really struck me. Listen to this. She says, "Forgetfulness leads to exile, while remembrance is the secret of redemption. These things are to remind us about the redemption that we have." Amen?
Amen.
It's incredible
Glory
to think
God.
About it. Amen?
That's good.
And then as she said this, a Nobel Peace Prize winner and a Holocaust survivor, Elie Wiesel, once said, she said this, "I marvel at the resilience of the Jewish people. Their best characteristic is their desire to remember. No other people have such an obsession with memory as the Jewish people." Isn't it incredible? So he gave us all this. He told them that. He says, to remember this through all your generations. Do not forget about this. And so that's why they rehearse it every year. And so it's not going to be forgotten. You know, we have a lot of things in our life sometimes that happen, and maybe we forget about it. We can't remember the date when it happened at all. But God's reminding Israel, he wants them to remember this time called Passover and unleavened bread and first fruits and all that. He wants them to remember that year after year after year. So I tell people that are believers in Christ, might as well find out about it now, the deep things of God and all this, because when you get into the kingdom, the Bible says over in Ezekiel, we're going to be what? Doing those things every month of the year. That cycle that goes around 12 months, we're going to be honoring the Passover and all those things. So why don't we find out more about it right now, so when we get in the kingdom, we won't be surprised what we're seeing. That's
Amen.
Why God wants us to know. And so it's the truth of the Word. It's always been here. It's never not been here.
That's right.
We gave you an opportunity here several months ago about... I had an appendix to my book that you can get the, you can prove the biblical dates of Yeshua's conception and birth in Luke chapter 1 and chapter 2. It's been there for all these years.
That's
and so
right.
What we got to do is we got to look through new eyes, prophetic eyes.
Prophetic
amen.
Eyes.
That's right.
That's right. Eyes to see what the Lord is saying. Because
right.
the Lord says here, also in chapter 14 of Exodus, it says, the Lord shall fight for you.
He sure will.
And ye shall hold your peace. So
right.
we're talking about peace. Friday night, we celebrate Shabbat every Friday night.
Amen.
You know, that's another thing we need to teach about, Pastor Gene, because a lot of people don't think anything much about the Sabbath.
Well, they think you shouldn't keep it.
They think Sunday is the Sabbath.
That's right.
Well, you know, God does not change. God doesn't change the Sabbath from one day to another day. Sunday is not the Sabbath. Sunday
right.
is the first day of the week.
Amen.
Amen. So we need to keep our peace. Peace means wholeness and soundness of mind. And not only just having peace, but we need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Right.
The Bible commands us to do that. Well, we're just blessed to be here, and I hope that you have learned something today and about the feasts of the Lord. And remember, Passover is coming up. You know, if you can't come to our Passover or some other Passover, find out more about Passover, and maybe you can have a Passover Seder in your home.
Sure.
You
a lot
could
of people
do that.
Do that.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah.
And learn and teach and find these things out and just read the scriptures about
Amen.
It, because God's word does not return void. Well, this is Pastor Gene and Donna Hilton. We're blessed to be here every Saturday, Lord willing. We're also on the internet, WCNO.com, so you can listen to this this teaching again. And others that are on the website, WCNO.com. Also, if you're interested in coming to church, or you would like to come to Shabbat, or you'd like to have more information, or if you would like to have a calendar, the calendar is free. Just call and we'll be glad to mail it to you, or send us an envelope. A stamped,
or my book, if they want to buy it.
A stamped envelope,
mm-hmm.
right? His book is $25 if you'd like to know more about the Feast of the Lord, which we all need to know. Anyways, we're having... we have services here in Stuart, Florida. We have Sunday morning services, and we have Friday services. And today we have a video that Pastor Gene mentioned earlier. And
Part 2.
We're going to be having a Passover Seder. You must RSVP if you want to come. It's going to be a full dinner and teaching and celebration. And that's going to be on the 19th
a remembrance. Of April. Amen.
19th of April
right.
at 5 o'clock. So please call if you are interested in that. Our phone number here in Stuart, Florida is area code 772-285-7007. I'll repeat it. Area code 772-285-7007.
So we're honored to be here with you.
Amen.
Another week goes by fast, and so I hope you were blessed with what you heard, not because of Don and I, but because we gave you what? The Word of God and the prophetic implications for this day and hour that we're in. And so
Amen.
As we close every week, we tell you to do what? To look up, because your redemption draws nigh. What do we say, Pastor?
Shabbat Shalom, Sabbath peace and rest.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives, and remember that Jesus is Lord and that He is the Spirit of prophecy.